All right, so let's make a few remarks here about special purpose devices. So many people have built and proposed building a special purpose device. So what they do is they notice that that if you take a given problem, that something that the traditional computer seems to be a big waste on that problem, and so they notice that you can build some sort of customized system to address that problem. So that's been going on for presumably since the history of computing, special purpose devices. And they are especially common in the military for so-called signal processing problems, image processing. I would say that for the reasons I discussed with SIMD machines, that they're actually getting less popular. And the basic reason they're getting less popular is that their cost advantage over general purpose devices is not so great. And the other critical reason is there aren't that many problems where you can do the whole problem with a special purpose device. So let's take an example which I know from my experience a long time ago. I used to do experiments at the Fermilab, which is the accelerator near Chicago. And so when we started the first of those experiments, one of the people in the team or one of the groups in the team noted that one of the things we had to do was to find tracks for these high energy particles, which we detected, which is a very compute intense problem. It's essentially an image processing problem, and you could build a special purpose device to do it. The difficulty with that proposal was straightforward, because if you looked at when you actually did the whole problem and you wrote the data on tape and did all the processing of all the different parts of the apparatus, you found the track finding was actually, for that problem, 5% of the total problem. It was a very small subroutine which could be written in much more effectively with special purpose architectures, but it was only 5% of the problem. So if your special purpose device solves part of a problem, that's only useful if that part of the problem is 95% or more, say, of the whole problem. That, I believe, is one of the difficulties AMT and MassSPAR will have in the database application. I think for most database applications, the part they do very well, the indexing, looking up indices, actually is a relatively small part of the total problem. And I think this is going to get more and more, this difficulty with special purpose devices is likely to get more and more serious, because people are going to want to address more and more complicated problems. If they address more and more complicated problems, then any one component will get a smaller and smaller fraction. And so it's going to be extremely hard to build effective special purpose devices.